Well, good evening and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 13th of November 2022. Hope you were well and you've had a great weekend. Been a very productive weekend down here at the Veg Grower Podcast HQ. We have, well, we've done the allotment on Saturday. My brother met me down there. We have put the greenhouse back into place and screwed it down. Loads of cardboard inside to suppress any weeds. Basically, now all we've got to do is pop the glass into place and that greenhouse is good to go. We've also built the final two beds, so all the infrastructure work, all the big jobs on the allotment are now done for the winter. So all I've got to concentrate on is clearing out as many weeds as I possibly can and keeping everything tidy. So I'm very, very, very happy with how the allotment is at the moment. It certainly feels a big weight off my shoulders to feel like I can, as long as I get on top of a weed and everything, get really concentrate on that over this coming period and get a really good start in the spring. Added to that, we have at home today, I've putted up the ponzane to another pot after the one that I had broke in the storm, so it was a slightly bigger pot than what it needed, so I did have to add a little bit of multi-purpose compost just to make sure it lasted. And I've pruned all my autumn raspberries down to the ground here at home, so that should hopefully go on to produce some good raspberries next year. And I've sown some green manures in the courgette and tomato beds. So overall, very, very productive weekend, I feel, and got plenty done. I've also been doing a few bits here in the potting shed to try and just get things a little bit better organised and tidied up. Something we're always trying to do here in this shed. Now, something else that I have been doing is I've sown the chilli seeds that came in this month's gift pack. And I've got to say, I love growing chilies. I try and grow chilies over the winter every year just to get a little bit of a head start. And I've sown these to sit on our front and our kitchen windowsill, sorry, just to get them growing and get them started. And this variety is called Roxy, which many of you will know is the name of my dog, which is why I just felt I had to grow them. It was easy to grow, just like any other chili plant. We sow the seeds, we wait for them to get past the, or start to show the true leaves. So the first patch of leaves are the seed leaves, and then we get the true leaves after that, which at that point I feel it's safe to prick them out into larger pots. We keep them indoors and keep them growing. Multi-purpose compost is absolutely fine, but just keep them growing. If you've got a greenhouse, then you go into a greenhouse by about March. But if you haven't got a greenhouse, keep them indoors and look to plant them out in May. That's when they can go outside. Mine will be going in the greenhouse and outside. They do better inside, of course, in a greenhouse, but outside will be fine. And what I will then do is wait till they get about 30 centimetres tall and then pinch off the tops just to create a bit of a bushy chili plant. Feed with a tomato feed once they start flowering, that's absolutely fine, and pretty soon you will get chilies. Now, if you pick the chilies when they're green, when they first appear, they will be very, very hot. They do get less hot given time. This particular variety is quite a hot chili, just to warn you, but it's still worth it in my opinion. So yeah, as easy as that to grow chilies. As I say, tomato feed is all you need to remember, and don't put them out until May, depending on your local climate. Now, talking of seeds that we've sown, last Sunday I sowed the microgreens, the amaranth. And looking at them today, they are all germinated and growing. In fact, they're almost ready for us to start harvesting some of this amaranth and eating, which is quite a good start, I feel. It's quite amazing just how quickly these things germinate and grow, but also how quickly it is till we can start eating them. So very, very, very happy with those and looking forward to eating them. Now, something happened to this weekend as well, and I'm talking about this because of growing indoors, something that we will be doing a lot of. I do have a few plants growing indoors, and something that I started from seed last year was some cacti. These aren't edibles, they were just a bit of fun. I thought I'd see if I can grow them from seed. And they did quite well. They germinated, we've pricked them out, and they've been growing on in little pots just inside this house. Well, I moved the tray that they were in around over the weekend when I was tidying up this potting shed, and put them up somewhere safe, and then overnight they fell down and made a mess all over the place. I've rescued them, so it's not the end of the world. It's just given the cacti a bit of a shock, and just showing how fragile the roots are on cacti. Very, very, very shallow rooted. But the biggest problem, of course, is the mess it makes, the compost all over the floor and so on. But what this also made me think is that what we have is a problem sometimes when we are growing plants indoors, is that accidents happen and they do get knocked over very, very easily. Some people have entire mini greenhouses that get knocked over by the family cat or something, and they end up losing all their seedlings, which can be a complete and utter disaster. So what can we do to try and avoid this? I think with all the best will in the mind, it all boils down to putting them somewhere where they will be safe, being careful and being very, very, very gentle and deliberate with where we put them. Windowsills are a good place, providing, of course, you don't knock them when you're closing or opening curtains or walking past. The indoor greenhouse is a good idea as well, a shelf that can be dedicated to growing of plants, providing, of course, you don't knock them over when going past. Something I do find by having seedlings, particularly indoors, is that I then remember to water. It does act as a bit of a reminder to water them and look after them. So, yeah, that's something to be said for growing plants indoors, particularly seedlings. And this is coming to the time of year, of course, when we will start sowing seedlings in our windowsills in earnest. We were discussing this on our live show tonight. A lot of people are avoiding using greenhouse heaters and things this year because of, obviously, the cost of living crisis and how expensive it can be. So many of us are thinking of using our windowsills and our indoors to grow a lot of seedlings, which is something I am doing myself. But also there's many more people who are sort of saying that perhaps we should be just growing and starting seeds off when the time is right, which in theory is a good idea, but there are some plants that doesn't work with. Chilies being one of them, which is why we grow them over winter. Aubergines and peppers are another one. They need a long growing season. They need lots of heat. So may not necessarily work for those as well. Well, let me know if you are going to be sowing any seeds indoors over this growing period, because obviously with the cost of living, it is becoming a little bit difficult. And I'd love to hear what your ideas are for this matter too. Now, the other day I asked about your garden notebooks that you used. And I've got to admit, when I was clearing out my potting shed, I did discover I had loads of notebooks that I'd bought over the years, but never used. So I'm looking over those to get some ideas as well. It always fascinates me. I have this tendency to buy things that I never use, which is very, very annoying habit of mine. But I think they'll be useful, but in practice, they never turn out to be as useful as I originally thought. Right, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up for this evening, and podcast will be out tomorrow, where I am actually talking about my windowsill gardening anyway, because I've had a lot of questions on that. So that's out tomorrow. We've got a couple of videos we've shot this weekend, and that will also be out over this week as well. Lots are going on, lots of content being created at the moment. I'm in a very creative mood. So things are moving forward. Right, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you all again next time.